my standard line whenever a Florida native asks me where I was born. Illinois, I say, but I got here as fast as I could. It's true, too. All it took was one Florida vacation to cement my destiny. I may be skeptical about love at first sight in humans, but I'm here to tell you it can happen with places. Happened to me when I was just in elementary school. It took a few decades, but my beloved and I were reunited just as soon as I was an independent adult. So, though I wasn't lucky enough to have a Florida childhood, at least I've been able to provide one for my boys, through whom I've enjoyed it vicariously. As you might imagine, the list of things I miss from up north is decidedly short. But after living here a decade or so, I realized there was one teeny thing. Things, actually. Fireflies. My first Lee County home was in rural Buckingham, and while I loved its quiet darkness filled with frog trills and whippoorwills, how much nicer it would have been with fireflies. Those little black beetles filled my barefoot summer girlhood twilights. Hunting them was a passion. Already a confirmed butterfly chaser, I'd press my small net into nighttime service, too, swooshing it through the swarms, filling its pale mesh with flickery critters I'd ease into a purloined kitchen jar. Once filled and lid-punched, that jar would become the loveliest nightlight imaginable. Sometimes when my jar was full, but I wasn't yet tired, I'd join the neighbor kids for a game of glow-in-the-dark hopscotch. We'd grab the beetles, grip them like squirmy pieces of chalk, and rub their abdomens on the blacktop. Each yielded a good-sized glowing streak, so we didn't have to use too many, but even so, I wantonly destroyed enough fireflies to guarantee a lifetime of grown-up guilt. It's just that there were so many. I'm sure I suffered the delusion common to pioneers who found prairies dark with bison and skies filled with passenger pigeons. There were scores, legions, multitudes. There always had been, there always would be, right? An adulthood of dark nights taught me differently. Not that my childhood predation was responsible for the absence of fireflies in Florida, but each time I lamented a night with no tiny stars floating through the pasture, I'd cringe at the memory of those oblivious killing sprees. And then, despite my resignation to a life without lightning bugs, I was granted an undeserved reprieve. It happened about 5 years ago, after we moved from Buckingham to Alva. We'd all gone out to whistle in the dogs, pausing to crane up at the Pleiades. Then, over there, what was that flashing in the palmettos, flickering over the ferns? Fireflies. There were even more in the scrub oaks, their pizzicato glittering striking the grace notes of a weeknight nocturne. I'm not the weepy type, but I came close as I leaned against my husband and draped an arm over each boy. They'd still let me do that back then, marveling. Every year since, it hits me afresh. At the sight of the spring's first firefly, I gather everyone, never mind the howls of protest at being yanked away from electronica. They must report to the deck instantly. Then we stand together, a family, pause just one moment before we resume our own swervy little journeys through the darkness.